love. Is begging door to door, but finds the silence like no one lives there anymore. Rebellious love, this thing got no place, and it's running out of town.
Welcome everybody to the Side Quest Special Nintendo NX Switch Reveal Episode. I am Dolly Domofsky. Joining me is once again the Hashtagonist.
Hello.
Glad to have you back on the show, my good friend.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
And always a lot of fun. And we'll be joined by a couple more people in and out throughout the episode. But obviously we want to get a show under the belt because we had some great conversations online. Oh, hey, JJ just joined us.
There we go.
JJ's somewhere. Hey, all right. There you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah, yes. Yeah, definitely. JJ, Wout the Hashtagonist is actually here. Wout, God, every time. Wout, this is JJ. So we have just started, and I'm just explaining that the Nintendo NX was revealed today, and it's a console as powerful as a PS4 Pro. Unbelievable that Nintendo took that route. No, it is not. We don't know, but it's probably not as powerful as a PS4 Pro. So, after like a year and a half, almost 2 years of leaving us in the dark, Nintendo formally took the wraps off the NX today in a short 3-minute video, much like the video they did for the Wii U when they debuted the Wii U at E3 a few years back, 2012 or 2011, whatever it was. And they announced the Nintendo Switch. That's what the NX is officially called from now on, the Nintendo Switch. So, first and foremost, before we get into the hardware details, were either of you, like, pacing around your house or your boat or your office, just like a pregnant pregnant woman's husband or spouse and just waiting for the NX baby to pop out?
I knew it was coming because they like announced it like a couple hours ahead of time, so that was kind of
yeah, right.
But I was waiting for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
it was going up right as I was getting in the work, so I didn't have to wait particularly long. It was ready for me as I clocked in for the
day. So. For me, it was because when they announced it the night before yesterday, Wednesday now, they said, "Hey, tomorrow we're gonna have the NX reveal," and literally the internet lost its head. I think that managed to drown out the debate on Twitter for just a short while, which was always good news. But so I was pretty excited. I circled the time, and I thought, all right, cool. 3-minute video. It's not a direct. It's one of those mini direct things. And I was kind of excited, and I had a meeting at 10 o'clock Eastern time this morning, which is when the video was supposed to go live. But I thought, no problem. I'll sit at my desk, and I'll pause the meeting, or I'll mute the meeting and plug my earphones, you know, into the laptop. Well, as explained to Wout right before the podcast started, I got meeting incepted, so I'm at my desk ready for the NX while I'm on this meeting phone call. I get pulled off into one meeting and then pulled from that meeting into another meeting, and I got back to my desk after the Switch had been revealed. And because I was still in that first phone call, I wasn't able to listen to the trailer at all. I just kind of watched the video and then. It wasn't until lunch that I actually really got into it. But the Switch. So it was, I'm trying to get an idea. Were you guys like really looking forward to this as many people were? Were you buying into the rumors prior to this being announced?
Well, we heard enough, yeah, that it seemed like that was definitely going to be what it was. Like, that's what I wanted it to be.
That's what you wanted it to be?
Right,
okay.
Yeah, it's right in my wheelhouse of something I would like to have. I always have my 3DS in my pocket.
Sure.
And sort of an extension of that would be really nice.
An extension of your pocket, because you're going to need a pretty big pocket to get that.
Yeah, I mean, I have like cases that I actually take to work with me that has like a PlayStation 4. That process would be really nice.
What was this something that you were looking forward to, or were you just kind of, you know, hey, whatever, it's a new console?
I was just curious because I bought the Wii U, not super happy with it. Like I had enough time out of it to justify the purchase, But after that, it hasn't been on for a while. So I was very curious to see what they were going to do next, but because the rumor mill was so strong on like it's going to be a hybrid device, we kind of knew what was going to happen. So it was nice to see the form it was going to take, because the last time I was on the podcast, it was when the first leak happened with the 3D printed NX. So at least it was not that, but very Nintendo, that's for sure.
It's very Nintendo. So I actually wasn't super excited because, I was leaked out, I guess. Is that even a term? There were so many leaks to this thing that there really was nothing left. I mean, if you read any of the leaks over the last, you know, 3, 4, or 5 weeks, maybe even up to 2 months ago, every single detail of this thing was spot on. So let's go over these details.
Yeah.
You have essentially it's a screen. The NX or the Switch is a screen that you can slide kind of these halves of a controller onto either side. You can take that screen, play it, hang it on stuff in cars, as we saw in this video, play it outside of skate parks and basketball courts. And then when you're done playing it, you want to go home, you drop the screen and controllers into a dock next to your TV. It automatically switches to your TV. And it becomes a high-def home console. And then you can either slide those extra controller bits out and use them as a controller, or you can use another pro controller or whatever. So that's what we know from a hardware standpoint. Nintendo is building it as a console that you can take with you as opposed to a portable that you can plug into your house. I guess that's maybe the terminology that they're using. However,
Sega Nomad was, by the way.
Yeah, exactly right. The Sega Nomad. And that's what wasn't the Ouya very similar to that too? However, a console I can take with me. That's kind of awesome. It's blurring of the line between the hybrid. It's the hybrid. It's between the console and the portable. You no longer need a handheld device. So when I want to take this console with me, my family's at home. Why don't you explain this epiphany that you had, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, this is what kind of confused me mostly. Is like afterwards, I think in an interview with Polygon, they said, no, it's a home console first and then handheld after. Mm-hmm. First of all, like 2 minutes of the whole video is about it being portable and only like a couple of seconds home-based. But what I absolutely don't understand is as soon as you plug those thing out and you take it on the road, you no longer have a Nintendo at home. So if you're a family and you and I go on a business trip, it's my kids are shit out of luck because they don't get to play Mario when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and you can see it in the commercial or the reveal that it's very focused on, hey, I'm a one person player. I don't have family. I have to share this device with. So it seems so un-Nintendo to focus on that single player experience handheld. Try to market it as a home console. Like if they would have said this is a handheld that you can plug into your TV, I would have bought it. Like, I was okay, I see this. But they market it as a home console on the go, but you kind of are a one-person experience with it. And that just blows my mind. I don't understand what they're...
You know what? You,
who are they targeting?
So a couple great points there, and I want to get into both of them. So I think the way you explained that it's how they market it and what they showed in this video is spot on. There's only like the video is 3 minutes long, maybe 20 seconds of it at most are shown actually as a console in your house, right? For me...
I timed it. It was 39 seconds.
There you go, 39 seconds. So for me, the video could have been better if it, you know, it starts up with somebody sitting back playing with this thing. I mean, it kind of did, but then just shortly after that, they disappear and they're no longer at their house. There's very few times that they're at their house. And you almost want to see... Hey, check out this awesome console. It's got Zelda. It's got Mario Sunshine 2. It's got Splatoon Pro. It's got Mario Kart 8 Overdrive, or whatever they're going to call all these games. By the way, you're playing all that stuff? Guess what? You just got called into a meeting, or you've got to go across the country. Now you can just pop this thing off and just continue playing it with you. But that wasn't the driving force. It really was focused more on, hey, by the way, yeah, we know you're going to use it at home, but... check out all the different places you can use it on the go with this dinky little controller that is, actually all three of us have big mitt-sized hands, and this is going to be very difficult. Yeah, we all put our hands up. It's going to be very difficult for me to do this Like, it's it's quite literally the size of this League of Legends USB. And I can't see myself, like, trying to figure out how to... No. Anyways, I don't think it was marked that video was created to really emphasize that value from my standpoint.
No. Like, that really was the, hey, millennials, this is what you're always on the go. You're not.
Are you an attractive millennial? You'll like our Switch.
You're always working. You're always hanging out with other millennials. Here you go. Let's just...
On the top of your roof, having a party with solo cups.
Solo cups. You're right. Red solo cups, everybody.
Yeah. 20 somethings playing games. A Game Boy on their roof.
Exactly. It's and so and that ties into kind of the second aspect, which was the second comment you had, which was who is this marketed towards? Right. Nintendo is a toy company. Nintendo has always been a toy company. They've been the family. And it feels like they're abandoned. Like, the thing that made the Wii and the N64 and even the GameCube to some extent so successful was, it was, especially the Wii, was geared towards this casual market, this big, giant casual market. And yes, that casual market moved on to these phones for their games, but there's still some really cool opportunities for this casual market and for this separate market. And I think that's what something like the PSVR might bring into... whether it's success or not, we don't know yet, but it's obviously just came up. But the PSVR starts to say, hey, let's try something a little bit different with the console market that might open it up a little bit more. This actually seems to shrink and go for a very narrow market, but it's not. I don't think it's the market that they're necessarily showcasing in the video.
Good
right?
at. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what surprised me, because they have like they show Skyrim a lot in this video. And if they would have doubled down on it, saying, like, on the go, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Skyrim, and all those AAA titles, then I was like, okay, this is where the person who really wants to play AAA games on the go. But no, you're still going to get Mario Kart, and Splatoon, and all those family-friendly at-home games.
Right.
So they're all over the place. I don't understand. Yeah. Nintendo, what are you doing?
Now, I'm a huge Mario Kart fan. I'd love to play that on the go. I'd love to play Mario Sunshine on the go, or whatever it is. Splatoon on the go, if there's Wi-Fi and you can connect, because obviously you're going to have to connect to play with some of these games. But that kind of stuff really does intrigue me. At the same time, and also being able to play Skyrim, I may actually be able to play more than like 5 hours of Skyrim for a change. So that'll be a lot of fun. But it didn't feel like it was console first. It felt like it was portable-ish, and then some console stuff, right? I would have loved to see this focus on this console, you know, have this very cool... I would love to see a cool controller. I think the one that they're showing in their video is a prototype. It looks like that Amazon Fire TV game controller, or the OnLive controller. But I would have loved to see them focus on what makes this a great console, and then say, hey, by the way, you can pull this thing out and take it with you and have that same experience. And then, oh, by the way, you're out with friends and they want to get in on what you're playing. Check it out. You can actually take these parts of the controller off and everybody can join in, up to two people with one, or four people, eight people, whatever they said, with one device. So I think there was a miss there from that marketing standpoint. So I definitely agree.
A 3-minute commercial wasn't the
right
way of sort of presenting exactly what this thing was. A traditional direct probably would have been... So, I get why they did it as
a great point.
As a 3-minute sort of commercial, but
I would have almost liked to see less, because here's one thing we didn't get out of this was it all said was coming March 2017. It didn't give us a date for a proper big reveal or a follow-up direct or something. Like, I want them to say at the end of this, I wanted them to say, hey, here's what this thing is. Everything you want to know is coming November 15th or whatever, November 11th or December 2nd, whenever Mario Run is coming out. Here's the date. Make sure you're all tuned to this. We're going to do a video presentation, an hour long direct, all the games are coming. Then I think that would have made the whole presentation of it much more exciting to me. But,
Yeah, and yet the internet lost its complete mind over this thing. People, a huge buy-in, and we don't know shit.
It's exactly right.
I don't understand.
The metrics were through this. I was looking at some of the social media metrics, and this blew away. It's probably the most successful thing they've had on social media in probably forever. I mean, it blew away the Pokemon Sun and Moon stuff, which is surprising because that was huge. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see that feedback. I think part of it was because, in a nutshell, the Switch is what the Wii U should have been all along, yes. Right? It should have been this tablet you can take Absolutely. With you, and I think everybody's talked about it. Tablet you can take with you. Play. This actually is a fantastic device for me because, again, I love the fact that I can do off-TV play with my Wii U because mm-hmm. I can actually play some of the games, but there aren't games anymore. There are, like, very few types of games that I'd want to do off-TV for, like Batman or whatever. There's nothing left anymore. But if I could take those experiences with me, then I think that would be – for me, that's awesome. Yeah, my daughter's not going to be able to play whatever the newest game is that she wants to play because I'll have it with me while I'm, you know, sneaking away at the office. But the idea is pretty solid for me.
I mean, it, like I said earlier, it's sort of – it's right in my wheelhouse. It's sort of exactly the kind of thing I mm-hmm, would want. Mm-hmm.
But you also don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't have kids. It's like, you know, I'm the person in the –
You're the attractive millennial like, in the video playing basketball.
You're the guy ignoring his dog for 4 hours.
You're the guy ignoring his dog for 4 hours, exactly.
Exactly. That's...
So let's talk about the – we've kind of gotten over the – or talked about the overall thing. Let's kind of get into some of this hardware. So what we do know about the hardware, it's got two kind of slide-in, drop-in slots on either side that you can plug controller halves on, and with the theory being that these are going to be – different ones you can buy. Maybe there's a GameCube themed one. Maybe there's a fishing one. Nintendo actually patented something like this a few months ago. People thought it was for phones, but it looked, or a year ago maybe, but it's actually for this Switch. The screen, we don't yet really know if it's a touchscreen, although people that are in the know have, that done their homework have said that it is a multi-touch touchscreen, 720p. 60 frames per second, all that fun stuff. And it's powered by a Tegra. It's like an X, somewhere between an X1 and an X2. The dev kits, I guess, are X1s, but maybe the power is closer to an X2, the NVIDIA chip, which makes a pretty powerful portable chip, which is, you know, still below the PS4, Xbox One, but not by a whole ton, depending on what, you know, how they optimize it. And let's see what else is there. So then this whole thing can dock into this kind of boxy dock thing. It's got some extra controllers you can buy. And that's from a hardware standpoint, that's all we really know. It can apparently, the Tegra can output 4K video, which is pretty interesting because then if you get Netflix or whatever, it's a 4K streaming box. And there are people that are still trying to figure out if they're going to get a PS4 Pro or not. So this might be, you know, if the only advantage of a PS4 Pro is 4K video, and some 4K gaming, is it 4K gaming or is it just 4K video? I don't even know anymore.
4K gaming on the
PS4. Is it 4K gaming? Okay. Well, this might be something that, some people shift over to if they're specifically looking for 4K video. But we don't know those details. Nintendo hasn't necessarily said anything beyond that. So,
yeah,
hardware.
I think... not super kid friendly, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I would not buy this for an 8-year-old saying, "Hey, you can take this to grandma or go to school," because you're gonna come back with like half a controller.
Within 6 months, that controller will be in a lost and found. So
yes, those little bits will be all over the place.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe like I'm like, it's not for family, it's not for kids, but I'm not sure if that has been working out very well for Nintendo in the last round. So maybe they just. Say, like, you know what? This is not the market we're going to go for anymore. It would be pretty ballsy, actually, if they said, no, we're just going to cut out that whole segment because we only sold 13 million Wii U's anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know. It might be what revitalized, because everybody thought, they should target the mainstream gamer.
Right.
And now they're doing it, and we're all like, hey, that's not for family.
So granted, it to me, it's very looking at this from a design standpoint, industrial design. It actually is a very elegant-looking piece of electronics, which, to that point, I don't want my 7-year-old, she'll be 7 soon, I don't want her running around taking it with her places. I have a feeling kids are going to be taking this to school, you know, and it's going to get bumped. So I'm sure there'll be cases for this thing, but it's going to get bumped. It's going to get, you know, all this kind of damage is going to happen to it. So hopefully the little extra controllers are going to be fairly cheap, you know, $10, $9.99. Although other rumors are saying that it's got really advanced motion sensing tech and vibration tech in there. And so who knows how they're, you know, how expensive.
And it's Nintendo, so you know there's going to be some sort of weird additional controller thing you can slide on the side of that screen at some point.
Yep.
But anything with a lot of connectors like that you're going to slide in and out, like that's just waiting to break.
Too many moving parts is always worrisome.
So apparently, you know, if this is similar to what the patents that kind of broke months and months ago or a year ago now, they're actually IR. So it's not even a hard connector. It's just shooting IR infrared signals back and forth, which is kind of interesting to me, because then that means the controllers could actually kind of get, you know, they can get wet. You can, if they're not connected all the way, that's actually probably okay. They don't have to be super hard connections. Maybe a little more kid friendly that way.
That's how the dude was playing in the, when he's in the airplane in the commercial. He has like two separate things.
Takes him out. Yep.
So he doesn't, I'm not sure if we're going to get used to that, but it probably works.
Well, it worked with the, it worked fine with the Wii U, right? That's the way the Wii U sit back. The nunchuck and control, you'd sit back and play. Yeah. And I played a lot of games that way. So,
that works,
It uses cartridges. So they've gone away from discs, which at first I thought, well, that's kind of weird going away from discs. But then I realized Nintendo has never, none of their devices have played videos. You know, nothing's played DVD or Blu-ray or CD.
Yeah.
Does it really matter? Nope. In fact, carts these days are more efficient than Blu-rays are in terms of price and cost and that kind of stuff. So you can get much more on an SD card, a tiny SD card, than you can on a you know, double A or Blu-ray. So
yeah, but you have price higher than a cartridge.
That's TBD right now because we don't know. Prices have dropped, and I think Nintendo is banking on them continually going down so that it becomes much more affordable. I think somebody had a great quote earlier where in 1996 or 1997, Nintendo couldn't get Final Fantasy VII on the N64 because it would have cost 22 – it would have used 22 cartridges, N64 cards, to get the Final Fantasy VII to run. But now the entirety of Skyrim can run on an SD card. So that's an interesting thought right there. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like I said, I was iffy on carts because I think maybe there's just a stigma that it's kid-like, right? Maybe that's all it was for me more than anything else. But I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm more worried about developers that have to come up with something new again because they can't just print their discs.
That's true.
So
they'll have to go through Nintendo for licensing for the discs.
Yeah. This was not my idea. Will Powers, I think it's Deep Silver, he mentioned on Twitter today. I know that's going to be a bit of a turn off for developers because that will cost them more, no doubt, to have those manufactured. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so what about data storage? Do we actually
the rumor is 32 gigs of
32,
but it has an SD card slot.
SD card? Okay. Yeah. I'm like, because, like, you know, the Wii U was, like, 8 gigs.
It was, like, 8 gigs. It was 8 and 32, and then the SD card slot that you could fit in the Wii U couldn't store games. It could only store, like, photos and
Games. So I've got, like, I've got an external hard drive hanging off.
Yeah, same here.
I don't want to travel with an external hard drive, too.
So this is an advantage because, you know, my Xbox One has an external hard drive hanging off it as well. So my Xbox One and my Wii U have these big, chunky hard drives hanging off of them just to fit more games on there, knowing that 500 gigs for power users, 500 gigs ends up not really being enough because you're constantly deleting and re-downloading stuff. So I actually don't mind SD cards because I have a bajillion of them and they're pretty cheap to come by. And
not like the Vita where you had like $100 cards. That
the Vita was the worst. See, I'm staring at my Vita right now, and it does kind of look like the Switch. I mean, it's sitting on a little dock right now, and it's charging, and it's got this. It hasn't been on in about 8 or 9 months, but whatever.
Anyone I love my Vita. I use it every time I travel.
Oh, do you? Cool.
Yeah, you're the one.
No, it's good. I just wish there were more games for the Vita. They just aren't enough.
It's strictly a Final Fantasy machine.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. It's an RPG machine. Yep. That's actually a great idea. Anyway, so carts, it has a headphone jack. Nintendo met the challenge. No, headphone jack. It's got a kickstand for that the time that you want to just kind of prop it up, whatever.
Did you see they were throwing shade at Apple too in the press release?
No,
save the courage for Link.
Oh, jeez, that's brilliant! I have the press release up right now. So, yeah. Oh, that's awesome! That's awesome. And the actual doc, again, there hasn't been a ton of info released about this doc, but it supposedly has three USB spots. So you have two USB 2 and then one USB 3. Has the HDMI out power, and it charges the NX or the Switch. Now, here's something. Sorry, was someone listening? Okay. Here's something that I found kind of interesting, right? If the Switch is a touchscreen console device, right, the handheld part, and you plug it into the base, you can no longer use that touchscreen. Right?
No.
So you're now, so that's the part of me that starts to wonder, maybe it actually isn't a touchscreen device.
You never see him touch the screen throughout the whole thing.
You don't see it throughout the whole thing, yeah. Screen. And if you dock it, you can't use it. You can't use it. Now, unless Nintendo says, hey, we're going to have a new Nintendo app for the iPhone or an Android so that you can use that as a touchscreen when it's docked, maybe. That's a possibility. Second screen.
Here's the third screen app.
Yeah, here's exactly. It is literally as a third screen. Yeah. But who knows? So that's the hardware. I thought it looked elegant. The finishes looked pretty nice. There's this nice matte silver gray black finish that was pretty cool. So from a standpoint, it's kind
of. What do you think of that? What do you think the control, like the first controller, where he plugs the things off,
the dog
slides on the screen? It looks like almost like a battery pack. At home, do you think that, or is it the link to the?
That big the base, that's the link to the TV,
okay.
So it's gonna be the charger, the USB ports will be on there, and all that fun stuff. But I think back to the controllers. I want to say it's un-Nintendo like. To have all these extra parts, but no, it's very Nintendo-like to have all these extra things sticking out and pieces that you're going to lose, and it's not family-friendly. And maybe that's the best way. This is not family-friendly. I'm never going to use these individual slide-out pieces. The only time I'm ever going to use those is if I'm out with friends and I say, hey, why don't you grab one controller? I'll grab one controller and we'll just play for like 20 minutes at lunchtime. That's probably the only time. Maybe on vacation if I'm traveling with my family and my daughter and I want to play, but it's never going to be at home. I would much rather have little portable wireless controllers instead of things that slide on and off. It's just, the tech is there, but it just seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
But that's Nintendo's favorite thing to do, is completely unnecessary.
So, development-wise, Nintendo, obviously, as every company does, they tried out all the different developers that are going to be supporting them. And Nintendo, of course, showed games. They showed Skyrim. They showed NBA 2K17. You have, in their list of partners, they have Bethesda. They have Unity, Epic Games, Devolver Digital came out today and said they met with Nintendo last week. You have Capcom, Level 5, Konami for all those pachinko games you want. Activision for Skylanders. It's the usual suspects that you're going to throw out there. However, what seems kind of interesting, and maybe this is because social media wasn't used the same way as it was back when the Wii U launched, when they had their wall of folks there. There seemed to be a little bit more enthusiasm, just a little bit more enthusiasm about this than about the Wii U, mostly because the Wii U was a complete mess when they launched it. But I don't know if that's the feeling you're getting. A few devs I've talked to have been pretty excited about it, but I haven't taken broad enough stroke through there.
I don't know, man. If you're launching a 2017 device and say, and here's Skyrim 2011.
Yeah.
That does not impress me much. Maybe it's the remaster version.
If it's the remaster, yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised how long Skyrim's legs are, because that game is old, man.
It's old. It's like the Crysis of the modern version of Crysis, right?
Yeah.
Although you look at it now, you got, you know, three Batman games just came out in one package, and one of them is how many years old? So,
yeah, the
game, true. Yeah, I don't know.
But you wouldn't use that to launch your brand.
No. No, you wouldn't. But you would launch a piece of hardware with a 15-year-old game in Res Infinite, right? Check out the PSVR. We have the original Res game with an extra level, but now it's a VR. So, I mean, maybe they just wanted to say there's certain experiences that this will run. I think that's probably what the video said is. This can run an Elder Scrolls type of game.
It really is a, oh, hey, you like Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
Well,
hey, millennials.
Like, people play Skyrim whenever. Yeah.
We're not just all Mario. We actually think about,
And I mean, maybe when that game came out, I would have liked to have been able to take Skyrim around wherever I went. But I've played Skyrim now, and
You missed it on the Wii U. You missed a lot of things on the Wii U.
But I think
got Batman Arkham City.
Sorry, go ahead, Walt.
Bethesda was one of their first
inspirers,
I think, because they mentioned it very early on, maybe even during E3 this year, that they were working with NX.
Well, they mentioned that they were... I think the wording that they actually used was something akin to,
we're not writing them off or something like
that. We're not writing them off, and we're open to conversations and something to that aspect, where it was like, they're not saying no. They can't really say yes because Nintendo hasn't shown anything, but they're definitely not saying no. So that was which was positive for some people because you do have folks that have said we don't have anything to talk to. Like Rockstar would come out and say Red Dead Redemption 2 would look cool on an NX. Nothing like that. Yeah. Although there was the Hearthstone tweet today from their Twitter account, which sent people going crazy. Oh my god, Hearthstone's coming to the Switch. No, it's not. It's just the guy from Hearthstone is looking over the stupid door, and that's it. I mean, everybody was doing the Red Dead Redemption images, and some people were doing the Mario peeking behind the curtain images, so this is just Hearthstone, Blizzard having fun. Sorry, folks. Hearthstone is not coming to the Switch. It's better on a phone anyway.
That'll be fun, Hearthstone with a joystick. That's how I
want to
play that.
Exactly. So... I mentioned some of those games. There's definitely going to be, looks like they're remastering or Game of the Year versions of Splatoon, Mario Kart, whatever other Mario game there is. And so there were a bunch of games that were shown. What do you think from a gaming, I guess here's the thing, is there anything gaming-wise that is going to excite you about this Switch? I mean, we don't know anything, which is kind of a bummer, None of those.
I need a brand new IP from Nintendo.
Apparently, they're working on a brand new IP, but they're not. That's one of the rumors that they were supposed to show it during this, but they ended up not showing it. So who knows?
The juicy details must come. Like they must have something planned, like a big reveal.
Yep.
But if they're just gonna do Zelda, Donkey Kong, and Splatoon, and Mario Maker again, like come on, man.
What really intrigues me is that they're working well. They're working with Epic. To get Unreal Engine 4 ported to the Switch, which I think to me is great because Epic came out and said, we've got it. We've developers talk to us and get your game through Unreal Engine 4 onto the Switch. Unity is capable now as well. So there's some good software development stuff, which is going to help out big time for developers because the Wii U is difficult. Unreal Engine 3 barely worked. I think 2 was probably the max it could fit on there. So I think there's a development advantages, but I'm not sure yet what the outcome is going to be and what fidelity that's going to end up being. So I'm curious to see what these partnerships are going to actually give birth to, but we don't know.
Yeah, I hope the well doesn't dry up too fast after everybody gets their ports out. Because it needs legs. Otherwise, I think people are gonna.
Yeah, what happened? So
be done with it.
A little bit of history happened with the Wii U. Same thing happened. Bunch of games came out. Unfortunately, they were like 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old games.
Yeah.
Like Mass Effect 2 came. Mass Effect 3 came out. For $60.
Batman
Arkham. The armored version, whatever. So you had
armored.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
You had Arkham City armored. You had. The most interesting one was Mass Effect. So you had Mass Effect 3 come out 1 week after the Mass Effect collection came out for cons for the rest for you know Xbox 360, yeah. PS3. The Mass Effect 3 for Wii U was $60, but the collection on the 360 and the PS3 was $30. Yeah. So that was, you know, it was basically a company saying, fine, here, Nintendo, have this. Have a Madden, have a FIFA, have whatever. So it's going to be important, really important to see what games actually come out for this thing. I mean, From Software is listed. That's kind of interesting to me because they've never been listed on Nintendo, you know, anything like this. But
I think we should give them the benefit of the doubt there. Yeah. Like, I really want to believe that the Skyrim we saw was the remastered and you're kind of going to have on the PS4 now and the Xbox One. Because otherwise, they must have had this meeting saying, okay, guys, we need that support. We need it. But then again, they coming out with those.
Yeah.
The cards.
The cartridges, yeah.
So we'll see. That's... But good start, at least.
So
the list they have.
I mean, someone made a joke and took the sampling of Nintendo Switch partners, and they whited out everything else and just put Nintendo's logo in the middle, which I thought was a pretty funny thing. And it's going to be, you know, this first year is going to be pretty crucial to see if people actually adopt this this new console, because that's what's going to drive developers to come back to it and so on. So.
Yeah, I'm really curious about the how much output this machine has, because a while ago when we saw Breath of the Wild first, like it was going around that the Wii U version would be the definitive version.
Yes, right.
So I hope it's strong enough. I don't know how they would do that though.
Yeah.
Even the handheld must have surpassed the Wii U by now.
It must. I mean, it has to have surpassed. Yeah. It has to have surpassed it. I think that was stuff that they said because they didn't want to show Gannex yet. So
Under promise, over deliver kind of.
Exactly, under promise, over deliver.
There you go. Yeah.
So when they first showed the Breath of the Wild at that Video Game Awards event a few years back, that image showed the back, or maybe that was E3. I can't remember how gorgeous that looked. That was way better looking. And that was live. That was way better looking than what the Wii U can output. So and Nintendo is not known for doing these, you know, bullshot type trailers and videos. No. Yeah, so they're pretty straightforward. So if that is what the NX or Switch can output, I'd be really happy because that was a phenomenal, video and fidelity, at least art style, I think really nailed it. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the hardware actually is.
Yeah.
We'll see. And so March 2017.
March 2017. Hopefully we'll find out more here soon. But let me get your closing thoughts. Give me a couple thoughts on just overall what you think of the Switch. And I'll start with JJ. What about you?
It's a sound concept that console anywhere kind of idea. If Nintendo has it in them to pull it off. Want it to, then have legs, but I don't trust Nintendo that much in sort of software.
Okay.
Support and stuff. Like, yeah, I want to play Mario. I will play Zelda. I will will play Mario Kart. I'll play all of it, but I don't know what will give me out of a third party that I wouldn't play anywhere else. Like, has to be original IP.
If they showed,
I don't necessarily want Call of Duty on.
Sure.
It's like.
Yeah.
All right. I hope it's exactly what I think
Nintendo is actually following your stream because they seem to be cutting down your audio pretty heavily there. The network.
I don't know what happened there.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. I get the gist of it. Yeah. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with this third party stuff? And yet you don't want Call of Duty on there. The Call of Duty player doesn't want to play on a Nintendo console. So they at some point, I think single player stuff maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be perfect for the Switch. But yeah, I wouldn't want to play Call of Duty on this unless you know the market grows pretty big for it. Who knows? But what are your thoughts? For this.
Well, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm a little worried that they're going to half-ass two things instead of doing one thing really well. But I think the most important thing for me right now is get your messaging straight. Like, tell me who your audience is and sell it. Like, pick it, and that's the only way you're going to get the buy-in after the hype dies down a little bit, because this is all over the place. And it's the first reveal, so maybe we're putting way too much pressure on a three-minute video, but like that is going to be key, I think, to sell this and get this in the market. Tell me what it is and what it's for, and who do you target? Because otherwise, it's gonna. I don't know who's gonna buy it, to be honest.
Am I gonna have to buy Mario Brothers 3 again?
Yeah, exactly. Right, you get to download everything all over again. As far as I'm concerned, I'm also being cautiously optimistic. I like the idea of a more fine-tuned Nintendo gaming console. I mean, again, if this is just the Wii U with slightly better visuals and it's something I can take with me, I think if I can get some better third-party games and some better quality first-party games, Nintendo has finally figured out how to work with HD. I think that's, you know, for the hardest core of Nintendo, of hardcore Nintendo fans, this is probably going to go over pretty well because they can take their games with them. But it's expanding that market because their market for a console has shrunk. And again, you know, you almost wonder, could they have done something completely different and made it a fully, just focus it on the kids. Just make a kids version of this thing, and it's a Nintendo Switch, but there's a fuchsia color, there's a candy apple color, there's a neon green color, there's a purple color, and it's sold like that. I mean, maybe that could have been a direction for Nintendo to go in, but it does feel like they're abandoning this market, this family market, this kid market, which to me is something that that was so huge for Nintendo. I mean, you got to start with the kids. You don't want to start with the millennials because they've already been sold. They have their phones. They have their PS4s. They have their Xbox Ones. Nintendo really does need to reboot their consoles, and this has to be it. I mean, I think this is their do or die right now. If this doesn't go well, then they're done with consoles, and you can see them going somewhere completely different. But what's interesting is I'm holding up my phone, and I have a review unit sitting over there for a device that I plug my phone into, and it has a controller on either side, and I use that controller with it's Bluetooth to this phone, and I'm thinking that's basically the Switch, and I, if I want to, I have my USB cord right here, my HDMI cord. So I can plug this into my TV and actually just stream stuff to my TV or use the Apple TV, you know, AirPlay, whatever. So it's a weird market. I'm cautiously optimistic if they can get third parties on board with a few more third parties. I think that would be awesome. Yeah. The Wii U kind of failed. Wii U is actually great for indie stuff. If you hop on their eShop, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You need these big retail games, these big budget games. You need, at the very least, you need a regular serving of Nintendo IP. And not these two or three at most a year. I mean, you need like one every month or one every couple of months. That's a bigger game that will sell us.
It's time.
I'm hopeful. My fingers are crossed.
Stop sleeping on Metroid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my fingers are crossed, and we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. But in the end, we're all going to buy it to play Mario Kart.
We're exactly. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I agree. I mean, there are certain games I'm definitely. Yeah. It's kind of like voting. You've already decided. You've already decided if you're going to buy it or not.
You know, they don't have to worry about me. They know I'm going to play Mario Kart and whatever Mario game, Zelda game is.
Yep.
It's the people in the commercial that they're trying to sell it to. To those people.
Like, it's almost like just be true to yourself. Just show people wearing Nintendo outfits, a Mario hat, running through the house, holding their amiibos. That's the market you're trying to sell. I mean, they did a great job with their marketing for their. For the NES Classic, because it's like, oh, that's a brilliant idea. You know, they people wanted that so badly, and yet you couldn't pre-order it, which is a huge failure for an. At least you couldn't pre-order it in the U.S. I don't know how it was everywhere else. I think you could in Japan, but you couldn't pre-order it in the U.S., which is the biggest failure because people were salivating, and now that the feeling's kind of gone away. I mean, they could have pre-sold, you know, 5 million of the NES Classics by now, and it's too late. And in fact, I went into GameStop today. I had to buy batteries because there's a GameStop near my office. And I walked in and they were doing this, not really a pre-order for the Switch, but you can put your name down and they'll call you as soon as they find out when you, you know, when more details show up, they robocall you. But yeah, it was it just so bizarre to see. And I overheard somebody asking about the NES Classic, and they're replying back like, nope, they're not doing any pre-orders for NES Classic. It's just show up that day and hope to God they get one. And I'm like, that's just the worst thing they could. How could you drop the ball on something that's like surefire? You know, it would have been the top console seller of the year, right? $60 for all these. Yeah. Oh well, it's Nintendo. It's Nintendo. Yeah.
There you go.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Unfortunately, Tom didn't join us, but screw Tom. great conversation, and hopefully we'll find out more info here about the Switch pretty soon, because we're dying for it. I mean, there was almost more questions came out of it than went into it. So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Wow. Where can we? You've been. Why don't you give us a little? Toot your own horn. Time for plugs.
So you can find me on Twitter at the hashtagonist, and the O is a zero because the original name was taken.
I will link it below.
All right, thank you. And for the rest, I am mostly on thedailycrate.com, which is the site for loot crates, so we keep you busy in between crates. And sometimes you'll find me on bigger sites like Polygon, or hopefully more in the future.
Excellent, excellent. Looking forward. You had a great article on Polygon recently, or just, was it earlier this week or late last week with the...
Early last week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. JJ, where can they find you?
The double J, the underscore, double underscore J. And,
definitely.
Podcast. Yep. With John about professional wrestling.
Yep, SQW. Watch us on SQW. Yep, you go. Yeah. It's usually this time slot on Thursdays, but we got preempted by the reveal. So we'll follow back up next week. But great job, thank you. And then you can find me at Donnie Demonsky. You can find us at SideQuesting, and we'll try to get some more fun stuff here. We're gonna do more live SQ lives pretty soon here. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you all on the next Side Quest. Peace,
bye.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
Let me go. Let me go.